Yeah, WRZN 509. I know what you mean, you know, especially when you're busy trying to do stuff and everything.
At WRGY 779, yeah, for sure. So, yep, just try to make time for doing the things that you love, or else you just grind, work, all that good stuff.
Right, you know, so, supposed to be able to work to be able to play and not work to do nothing or just work more.
Now I sound like I'm complaining. Now I just don't spend a lot of money on me. It goes to the priorities, what it needs to go to, but you know, like I said, I'm going to save up and get that Q10H. I want to get the green one, and I like the blue one. I was going to call by two-way radio and try to get the knob replaced, but I think they were closed today. Because, like I said, they'll ship the knob to me for free shipping. So, you know, it's like a $15 knob at that point, but I think it's ridiculous that knob, like, was as loose as it was, and since it's a stacked knob, I can't just leave the bottom one on because it's really loose too, so I need to get a good knob on top and then, you know, do it. But yeah, turn it on and off's a little hard without the knob, and especially the stacked knob and the bottom control.
Yeah, but I wasn't insinuating that you were complaining about working and stuff. It's just that was my brother's favorite saying. You know, and it just, sometimes it's true, but, you know, there are other things that take more priority, you know. So, no, I absolutely understand, you know, that.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking you were insinuating. I was just kind of, you know, processing and thinking, like, yeah, it's kind of how it is. It's kind of like my whole, you know, motivation, try to be healthy, is I need to keep doing what I'm doing because, you know, yeah, I gotta do what I need to do. So, also need to get healthier again. I was a lot healthier a year ago than I am now because I kind of just enjoyed food a little too much. So, get back to where I was.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. Still working on it myself, so.
Yeah, I know, I think back to about 20 years ago, and yeah, unstoppable, can work all day long, and much less arthritic inflammation and all that fun stuff. So, I'm like, tell people to watch your back, project your spine, all that stuff, because the joke in my line of work is everybody has a bad back, you know, because, yeah, that's kind of how it is. So, you know, we don't take too much risks and we get help as needed, but I've done way more harder jobs than what I'm doing now and probably had more wear and tear on my back and doing what I've been doing for the past 14 years.
Right. Well, it's that bending over and stuff that gets you, and staying bent over and all that, and picking up stuff like that. Yeah, that stuff all wears on you really bad.
Yeah, and myself, it's mainly my neck, having neck issues and stuff. Not as much as back, but I says I'll get pinched nerve symptoms and sleep wrong, and half my hands asleep, and one year I did fire abatement pretty hard. I was actually having burning nerve pain in my hands because I was overdoing it. So I generally take, you know, if I'm expecting a big job, I'll take a lot of ibuprofen, you know, on a daily basis, and it kind of tames it all down. So, just, yeah, it works out good that way.
Yeah, it only works out that good while you're doing it, but it always ends up catching up sooner or later.
Yeah, for sure. It's like my lunch breaks up, so I'll probably hit the road. Gotta finish up the day, get back to the office, so. Yeah, it was good talking with you, so we'll shout at you later. WRJY 779.
Okay, Forrest, you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will catch you later on. WRZN 509.